This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, August 10th, 2025. A special message from Pastor David and Emily Laser about outreach at Connection Community Church.
Morning, Connection Church family.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. We are on here to remind you that while we are not meeting with a live video stream today, we did want to come on here and just talk to you about some of the amazing things that we as a church have been doing in our local community, nation, and beyond. And so if you're watching this online right now, it means you're not with us in person, but that's okay because we want to make sure you know about a lot of the different missions that we get to participate here and around the world.
Yeah. And so one of the things I've heard people say about the church that makes the church so amazing and unique is that this is the only organization that exists for the sake of everybody who's out there and not part of it. And we come together and we have this incredible church family where we are growing in Christ and connecting with Christ. But we know really our purpose is for the people that aren't inside these walls, the people that aren't it with us here and around the world. We exist for the mission of Christ, to spread the good news of Jesus and to make disciples. And so we are really passionate about that here at Connection Church. One of the things that we've gotten to learn as we've gotten to know this church that I think plenty of people know, but plenty of people might not know, is that one of the ways we support outreach and what God is doing in the world is Connection tithes off of our tithes. Mm-hmm. And so our finance team takes 10% of what we receive, and we make sure that that 10% goes out into the world somewhere, supports what is happening outside of our church, which I think is amazing. And when I think of biblical basis for that, there's so many scriptures that give us those marching orders to bring the mission of Jesus into the world. But one of my favorite verses that gives us actually a framework of understanding this as Christians and as churches is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And this is where Jesus has risen from the dead and he's having one of his final meetings with the disciples before ascending to heaven. And he says this to them, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And many people that talk about mission use that as a framework of thinking of this kind of expanding layer of doing mission in the world. And so that every Christian, every church should kind of have this way of supporting these layers of mission. And so you have, when Jesus says Jerusalem, he's talking about the place they were. You have your local community, right? And then he says Judea and Samaria, that would be your surrounding region and your country beyond just your local community. It goes further out. But then he says to the ends of the earth. And so it's global. And I think a great goal for all of us as Christians and for every church is to say, how can we somehow support missions here, there, and everywhere? And the cool thing is CCC already does that. And of course, we just want to keep growing in that. So we thought this would be a neat opportunity when we're kind of having a different routine than we're used to, and we're hosting somebody from around the world, to share with you a little bit about what Connection Community Church does to support that, not just with our finances, but with our service and our ministry. So we're going to tell you a little bit about here, there, and everywhere that we get to participate in mission with Jesus. So go
ahead. And it's so great because like David said, Connection is already doing this. And there's some things maybe you've heard that we do and maybe some things that are new to you, but things like most recently coming up, the Peach Festival. It's a great way for our church to be in the community, to be a smiling face, to just be there welcoming all of the attenders. We can't wait to experience our first one next weekend. Things like the Fall Festival. Yeah, yum. Things like the Fall Festival that we host here at church. It's just a great way for families to come and have free fun in the fall, and great outreach to the community in that way.
And one of the things we're talking about Fall Fest this year is our tent, so that visitors that come, if they have an opportunity, they can receive prayer and ministry if they're looking to take it a step further. And that'll be a cool outreach within that.
Yes, yes, right? Other things like the gift bags that we do at Valentine's Day for people whose spouses may have passed away, a really great outreach to let somebody know, hey, we're thinking of you. We love you. Other things that you've maybe heard that we get to do and participate in are different things like our blood drives that we've hosted in the past, or other activities where we're just doing direct outreach to the MOT area. Beyond that, and kind of into that next layer that we're talking about, are the different kind of projects that we've done, like with the Pocomith cabin that we have, where we help maintain that and keep that up. Some other things that the youth have done. They have gone on missions trips in different parts of our nation and helped different kinds of people all across the U.S. So that is a great way that we can kind of step into that next layer of that mission.
And here's another way that we support the bigger picture, what God's doing in our region and in our nation, even the world. And that is just by being part of our denomination, this new movement called the Global Methodist Church. Some of our outreach funds go directly to supporting this bigger connection that we have. And it's amazing to just remember that while we as a local church are this body of Christ, the body of Christ and the church is bigger than one place, right? We are part of the capital C church throughout our region and the world. Being in this connection to the Global Methodist Church reminds us of that. And so we support other local churches all throughout Delaware, all throughout the Northeast Annual Conference that we belong to, all throughout our country and many continents around the world, just by being members of the Global Methodist Church and supporting them with our finances and our ministry. Oftentimes you'll see, if you follow the Global Methodist communications, these ongoing ways that when disasters come up, floods in Texas, for example, our connection to the Global Methodist Church and our support of them means that we get to give funds to support people and churches that have been affected by that. This is one of the ways that we support God's mission in our region and our nation, and of course, across the world. When you start talking about the global, to the ends of the earth part of mission that CCC is involved in,
it makes me think of Operation Christmas Child, right? And how we just had VBX, and we have, you know, the littlest hearts of Jesus giving money so that we can send these boxes all around the world. And then here at CCC, we're hosting packing parties and collection and doing all these things that these boxes then get to go all across the world, really into those like ends of the earth places.
Yeah. And how much money did the kids raise again at VBS?
They raised like over $900.
Yeah. It was That's why I got silly strings.
Crazy. Some crazy amount for that. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Really good stuff.
And now when you get to this ends of the earth global portion, one of our biggest areas of support and partnership for global ministry, both financially and what we give to support and just in our partnership and our level of connection, is this partnership that it's unique because in one way, we can't talk about it because as we've said, we've got to protect the identity of this ministry and this pastoral family so that they can continue to be supported in this part of the world. And yet we want to share about it for you to understand what a vital and amazing thing this is, that we encourage them, they encourage us, we have a partnership. And so what our church family is hearing about in person today directly, we're going to share with you in a general sense so that it doesn't give it away any details. But you understand a little bit about what's going on. We have a sister church in Asia, literally on the other side of the planet, that for I'd say about 20 years, we've had this connection between CCC and this church in Asia. And what we do is some of our outreach funds that we tithe off of supports the salary of this ministerial family, as well as other parts of their ministry. This is a church in Asia that over the course of time has helped to train leaders and to plant over 200 other churches within their nation.
It's remarkable.
It's incredible. Yeah. This is a disciple-making movement that we're talking about that we directly support. When you give to Connection Church, you are giving to this work in the world. I think that's incredible. When you pray for our ministries, you're praying for this. They're also a church and a ministry that supports for literally thousands of children, orphans, some of the most vulnerable people in a part of the world where there is not the same kind of safetiness that we might have in our part of the world, that they are being fed, educated, cared for, brought to Jesus. We are supporting them with our prayers and with our funds. And we have times where we get to send parts of people from our church to do mission trips in their part of the world. And now this year we're hosting them, getting to hear from them. So this is just the gospel in action. This is stuff you read about in the New Testament where churches are supporting churches for the sake of the gospel. I just think, I get chills when I think about this. This is incredible. And so next time we have the opportunity to meet with these people and you maybe get to come in person, You're going to want to hear directly from these mm-hmm. people, because we can only say so many stories here online. But we just want to try to paint the picture for you what a beautiful connection mm-hmm. this is, and that we hope this continues to grow. And I know that there's going to be some goals shared this morning yeah. by the pastor from this church, that now that they have planted so many churches, they want to plant even more mm-hmm. churches. They are setting a goal by 2030 to plant so many more yeah. churches. And also, we are starting a goal within the next month or so that we want to contribute. You're yes. going to learn directly about how you can give to help build a kitchen for this ministry to feed the hungry in their region, and to provide sweaters for these kids.
Yeah, you could sponsor a couple sweaters. You can yeah. think of it that way. But there's just going to be these opportunities where now that you hear about this, you get to have that joy of being able to give back and to, yeah. to bless them as they are blessing literally thousands of people. It's yes. really cool.
Now, we've said we can't share details here online, but if you'd like to learn more about it specifically, you can reach out mm-hmm. to the church office and we'll have a conversation with you if you want to know some of the details that we can't share publicly about this, because
yeah.
it is amazing. So how about we finish by sharing one more scripture and mm-hmm. saying a prayer about all this? I hope that you're just stirred and excited
yeah.
about getting a part of the mission of God to share the gospel, make disciples, and seek his kingdom here, there, and everywhere. because that's what we exist to do as followers of Jesus and as a church. Let me read you another great passage about mission from Matthew chapter 28. Mm. We call this a Great Commission. We've already shared this in worship this month, but I want to read it to you again. This is what we're about. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the end of the age." Emily, you want to pray us out?
Yeah, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for just the amazing things that you are doing in the world. God, thank you for using us to see your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. God, thank you so much for just the ways that you've blessed us so that we are able to bless one another and give back. And God, I just pray that you would move in the hearts of people today to just find ways that they can maybe be called to serve. And maybe it is in a local mission, or maybe it is in a mission that blows beyond the walls of the U.S., but God, whatever way you were calling us to give, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. I pray that we would be stirred, just like this church in Asia, that we would be stirred to go out and make disciples, mm-hmm. that we would be stirred to give back to our communities and our nation, God. I just pray that you would help us to have that servanthood in our hearts and to just be mindful of that each day, God. I pray that you would help us to give back what is already yours, just to be able to bless other people around us. And God, just thank you for the ability and the opportunity to be able to do this. And we pray all of this and thank you in your name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Connection family. We'll see you next time.
Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people to Jesus and the new life he offers.